Hello, my name is Petra, and I will be your tour guide throughout this trip. I will tell you about the history of the places you will visit and how to get from one place to the next. Enjoy your trip and learn, and it is open from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Where you are is Fort Pulaski.
It is in the Tuesday through Friday,
and on Saturday it is open from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
I suggest that you and our exploring at the Fort Pulaski Visitor Center. Take a nice stroll by the water.
Special woman.
If you follow the place and turn right after you cross and
enjoy the rest of their life,
then it will take you straight to Fort Pulaski.
You are now going to learn about our house.
Look around for about an hour and 30 minutes.
In New York,
Senator William C.
What are you going to do? Being there for so long,
Will was to sell his property and offer to have a picnic for an affordable shade and flexible terms.
There are so many more options left.
Had a lot of
abolitionists
at this time.
We will begin with Fort Pulaski.
Fort Pulaski has some interesting history.
Fort Pulaski was built
for funds
between 1829
and 1847
and was placed near the Savannah River
that you would
block up for access to the city.
Civil War around 500 slaves,
such as Fort Pulaski,
considered
by Harriet through Auburn.
Harriet's old house was located in St. Catharines, Ontario.
History is why people
Canada left science in 1861. That was her home and base of operations.
She had bought her parents
and her entire family
in
Catharines House to live safe from slave
captors.
Harriet Tubman could not
resist the
offer in 1858.
Fort Pulaski, Georgia,
was confiscated and declared
price of $1,200.
Harriet was a
special woman, so let's learn a little bit about Harriet.
From Battle of Fort Pulaski in Missouri,
Dorchester County, Maryland,
this place is
the
old fleet.
March 10th, 1938,
because
in Auburn,
this is so
New York.
Interesting, I suggest that you spend about 2 hours here.
Of the pneumonia. Old fleet.
So
Harriet had
a 5 p.m.
names
and
were
show
open Frost
every day
Robert
except
Ross.
Sunday. Leah,
while you were there, you should try and get a little
Rachel
conversation
Ross,
with
Henry
the
Ross,
owner
and Mariah
about the history.
Ross.
They should know all about the museum.
And Moses Ross.
If you can't talk with the owner,
to
they try and read
the
all the sites available.
They will
tell you
what
Harriet Tubman's house. You will need to take Mary Road.
Something that I recommend
to
is
to go out
Interstate
495 North.
It might not look nice on the outside, but if you think about
Interstate 95
here, and the place is so chaotic
that you can't hear the person next to you.
495
is sub north of history,
and
just from looking at
U.S. Highway 50
of the building.
Continue on U.S. Highway 50
East,
take Ocean Gateway to Maryland.
It has 16/
Church Creek Road to
Old Slave Park,
Maryland
3355
South
Carolina.
Golden Hill
that once held
the
Slave
Auction
Gallery.
The Slave Mart was
spend the night
with the John Brown House.
It's a very interesting
place with lots of history.
So if you're going
to
learn a little bit about the history,
to be
the Brown House had more than one person living in it.
So let's learn
about who lived in the
auction
company
in South Carolina.
Well,
in 1975,
Old Slave Mart
there, but John has three kids. Their names are Watson,
people
Father,
on their
national registration
of his life,
what was
for doing
its role in
is his father, Owen's
African-American
history. John's child, Owen, was named after his father.
The next thing
we're
going
to learn about is John Brown's life, when he was born, when he died, and more.
The property
John Brown was an abolitionist born
on May 9, 1800
in Torrington, Connecticut,
and held
on December 2, 1859,
Charles
was 3 feet high.
John lived to be 59 years
the building was only
old and died of execution
by
before the defeat of the
John Brown's
in
hometown is Hudson, Ohio,
but this
historic
park
is located near
Pittsburgh,
Pennsylvania.
The 1800s where the slaves were sold,
25 East King Street.
There were a lot of
to get from
the
good look at them.
John Brown
to get
here,
to
get
old
on
Mark,
U.S.
Highway 301,
slash
U.S. Highway 50,
U.S. Highway 80,
follow
the U.S. Highway 80 to Island
Avenue
on U.S.
Highway 301,
slash U.S. Highway 60,
take
Interstate
Street
to
U.S.
Highway
70.
Follow
U.S.
Highway
70 West
and
Interstate
81
North
to
U.S. Highway
30
West
back
Lincoln
on U.S. Highway
17,
take Lockwood Drive
and
exit 16
from
Interstate 81
Drive
and continue on
U.S. Highway
30
West
slash
Lincoln
Street.
Drive to East King Street.
This brand new place is the Alston the Great.
This graphic ride
plantation
place is the Francis Gillette.
And because this place is so
good, I
believe
you could
just
take
about
but If you can, 2 hours, then go ahead and explore. But if you cannot go inside, take about 15 minutes to look at the place and take some photos.
Take Francis look at the sleep quarters, the main house, the fields,
you're gonna learn
the nature around
a little of its history,
etc.
The Francis Glenn House is a house located at 545 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield.
So how about we learn about
Glenn House was built in 1833. It is locally unusual because it is a stone house.
Like the
it is most spectacular
because of its
association with Francis
Glenn.
Francis Glenn is known for being one of the state's leading abolitionists in the U.S. before the American Civil War.
It was listed on the
list of National Register of Historic Places.
First listed on the National Register
about the history of the Glenn House
in 1974, then listed
facts about Francis Glenn. Francis Glenn was a politician, lecturer, and abolitionist.
The government plantation
motivated agriculture on Bloomfield.
Its address is
like
its God said
before lived Street
in an unusual Greek Revival style
stonehouse in
1852.
Glenn moved to Hartford, founding the Nick Farm neighborhood of his brother-in-law, John Hooker.
Exit Interstate 26.
Francis Glenn was the father of the actor William Glenn.
The
house, which was used as an overnight stop for fugitives
in Florida County.
Fugitive slaves on the Underground Railroad during the Civil War, the fortuitous relocation on Bloomfield Avenue in 1990 after being empty for 17 years. To start, go on Interstate 81 and follow it north all the way to Jonestown,
then go north
Pennsylvania.
On Highway 80.
You may want to spend the night here for a little bit so you don't drive for so long. From there, in the morning, follow Interstate 81 and Interstate 84 to West Hartford. Take exit 43 from Interstate 84 east, take Kelbrook Drive in Connecticut 218 east to Connecticut
489.
South in Bloomfield. This cool new place is the Cyrus Gates Farmstead. And once again, I believe that you're not allowed to go inside. So try to take some photos.
Highway 64.
Follow 64 to the outside. So try to take some photos and get a good look at the place. I suggest you stop 15 to 20 minutes later. Have fun.
In
this
place is
farmstead
huge,
is an amazing place with lots of cool things to see.
So I'm going to learn a little bit about those
on the side of the
things.
Road for some
the Cyrus Gates Farmstead is located in Maine, New York.
The Brewer Slave Jail,
even though you cannot go inside of it,
is full of interesting history.
The great-granddaughter of Cyrus Gates has stated
a little bit about it.
From 1848,
the Brewer Slave Jail is a two-story building.
And this slavery is in the USA
in 1865.
Alexandria, Virginia.
The Cyrus Gates Farmstead was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
Joseph Bruin.
All those years, the Gates family helped the Civil War
to their freedom.
Mr. Bruin was captured in a prison.
Now they have learned about the history of the Gates Farmstead.
You are property, including slaves,
going to hear a story about a runaway slave
held by the Gates.
Now you have learned about the history.
Runaway female slave, 16 years old. Her name was Margaret.
Let's learn about who else lived there besides Joseph.
Was so comfortable at the Gates Farmstead,
she decided to stay.
And they didn't live with them.
Margaret ended up spending the rest of her life with the Gates.
The Epstein family
is buried in the cemetery next to the house.
To get to the Cyrus Gates Farmstead, take Interstate 84.
Take Interstate 84
in West Hartford
from
Connecticut 189 South Bloomfield Avenue,
Mohegan
Highway 64,
and Troutbrook Drive.
Follow Interstate
94
to Connecticut 67
East 501
Southbury.
If you continue from
Interstate 84,
turn right onto Connecticut
67 North
to U.S. Highway North to
U.S. Highway 6 East.
You might want to spend the night so
you can take a break from driving.
When you wake up in the morning, get on Interstate 84 from Main Street South.
Follow Interstate 84 and
North from Petersburg,
New York 17 West to Airport Road in Dickinson. Take exit 71 north from New York 17 West. Follow Airport Road and East Main Road to Nanticoke Road in Maine, New York. This is your final destination, and it's St. Catharines, Ontario. While you are in Ontario, look around, get some food, have fun, and enjoy. St. Catharines, Ontario is our final destination. So let's learn a little bit about about it. St. Catharines is the largest city in Canada's Niagara region and the sixth largest urban area in Ontario, with 133,113 people living in there in 2016. It lies in southern Ontario, 51 kilometers south of Toronto, axis across Lake Ontario, and is 19 kilometers inland from the international boundary with the USA along the Niagara River. Get on Interstate 81 north in Triangle from Nanticoke Road, Rabbit Path Road, and New York 26 north. Follow Interstate 81 and Interstate 90 west north in Henrietta. You might want to spend the night here so you don't drive for such a long time. When you get up in the morning, get on Interstate 90 west / New York State Thruway in Henrietta from St. Patrick Drive and New York 15 south. Continue on I-90 west / New York State Thruway. Take Interstate 190 to Meadowvale Drive in St. Catharines, Ontario in Canada. Take exit 46 from Queen Elizabeth Way. Take Lake Street to Market Street. This was the cost for the entire trip, including the gas cost, lodging cost, and the food cost. The gas cost is $341.92. The food cost is $140, and the lodging cost is $600. Thank you for letting me be your tour guide, and I hope you had fun and saw some cool things on the trip. Bye!